on drugs, I was a blockbuster. Sleepovers at my friend's, blockbuster. There ain't no doubt, I am fire. I am Job, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh my god!
The fucking fire.
I am Job.
Wow, I like it.
You know, with the 90s, we're doing the 40s this weekend, the 90s flow, the 90s.
I think you're just going to start
actually,
doing
that. Actually, I think because the 90s, Jesse, we were poor, we eat beef stroganoff all the time. That was the name of the beat.
Yeah. Friend of the show, C. Lance.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually, what's his face, is on TikTok, and he's like a regular dude, Stu Bangers. He did the whole Capadonna, like new shit.
Yeah.
So he does like, send in like your freestyle. I didn't. I got.
Why?
I got nervous.
Well, yeah, I like that. I think you should start doing that every time. Throw a quick little 16.
If I know the beat and I can prepare for it.
Yeah, I'll just start sending you the beat.
Shout out to Jeff. Jeff was like, hey, man, that fire in episode 14. I was like, oh, shit, motherfuckers think I'm fucking getting nothing in the bag. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I knew what you mean.
Kid had the bag long before I did the podcast.
Yeah.
Now I'm drinking Miller High Life 40s because my stomach can't handle the malt. I believe it's still gluten-free.
Miller?
I'm just kidding.
Miller
High Life? Like a silly
allergy. I'm like, is Old English malt-free?
We took new pictures for the podcast tonight. It only took us 37. 37 times to take the picture.
Yeah, well, hey, I don't know what the point. Well, we just had a little technical, I can't even talk. Technical difficulty. Look, the malt liquor, that extra 2 ounces in this 40 really fucked me up.
Going with the whole 90s flow, so like, when we were in line, I went in line to buy the 40. I was like, should I just bust out quarters and shit to pay for it so it looks like I'm poor? I'm like, I'll play my numbers and I'll get a 40.
Yeah, I was just like, I don't know. I was just like, all right, let me get it. I would pull up the bills. There wasn't anybody there. I'm like, all right, thank God. I go in. The kid that's always working. Well, I've cut his hair a few times, so now he must really think I'm a loser. I go
well,
up.
I don't tell you.
I hand him the 40, right? And he just like kind of looked at it. He looked at me, like didn't say anything. He didn't even like move his head to look at me. It was just his eyes. And I was like, I gave him one of these. The head nod. Like,
you know it.
Yeah. You know I'm drinking a 40. Because
the buster brought me back.
Yeah. Like, I'm drinking a 40 tonight, motherfucker.
Actually, I'm so white privileged, I don't even know how much I paid for it. So
mine, I think, was $350, I think it was, or $350 or $450. I was like,
so
damn, inflation.
I get that, but like, so if you bought a six pack, it'd be like $6. So is it like worth it just to buy the 40 that you like? Don't it gets warm? You just sitting on the couch? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it is, because you figure a beer is 12 ounces. This is 42.
Man, if you
buy the OE, you get the extra 2 ounces.
You go to your friend's house, you were so poor on a Sunday to watch football, you bought like three. Like, keep them cold.
I don't know about you guys, but this Colt 45 is smacking right now.
I'll tell
now.
You what, this Old English is actually hitting right now, too.
Yeah, I fucks with the Colt 45.
Yeah, I had to go pussy when I didn't get the High Life.
I actually thought it was going to be a lot worse than it is, and I'm kind of digging it.
I'm bougie. I went with the champagne of beers.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, well, that was
Chuck's always been a little bougie, you know.
There wasn't much of a selection at Bill's. It was this Bud Light.
You were expecting a big 40.
Yeah, I was like,
big 40s IPA and shit.
Yeah, I'm like, where the hell did all the fucking 40s go?
Where did all the 40s go?
You even got a blunt rolled now. We're kicking it old school tonight.
Wow. Yeah, we tried to get the White Owls. They didn't have them.
No, they had Swishers, but I was like, they were like little tiny ones.
Remember when you get the chocolate swishes?
Yeah, the Garcia Vega chocolates.
I remember I used to do the Philly blunts back in the day, and they had all the crazy flavors. They had Sambuca, they had the chocolate, they had all different ones.
I feel like they didn't respect you back in the day.
Strawberry, watermelon, they had all crazy flavors of Phillies, and then we moved on to the Dutches after that.
Were you an unwrapped Dutch guy or were you a cracker Dutch guy? Like, crack it down the middle, roll
it? I unwrapped this.
I
two-stepped it.
All right, so I'm going to be honest with you. I used to originally crack it all right down the middle, and then later on in life, I started, you know, taking the leaf off and then fucking splitting it and two-stepping it. But originally, I used to just
two-stepping it.
I was the same way, because I used to have the little, remember they had like the little keychain, the blunt fucking
cutter? The sweater.
Yeah, I thought I was so fucking cool when I had that.
Did you cut your finger on that thing?
But I never did. And then the mini one came out, because I was like, that was like before they even had minis. It was just the fat cigars. And then I was like, oh man, I'm not cool. Everybody had them. Why are you smoking a mini, you fucking lame?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I went out to like the cigar bar in East Greenwich last night. We went in the humidor. I was like, can I have like the smallest thing you have in here possible? Like, can I just have like
I like can't smoke cigars, dude. I'm not fucking.
I'm not a cigar.
You know what I mean? I smoked a little acid. It was like a little. It was dope. It was like a little Blondie joint.
It was that, those are my favorite acid cigars, the Blondies.
Yeah, I had that with a little bit of Wella, like neat on the side. It was fuck. It actually was bomb. We had a good time. Like, acid so bomb. It was really cool.
What color label was it? Was it the Cuba, the Blue Label? Or
no, the Cuba was a little bit bigger. The Blondie was a blue label too.
Yeah, but those are all the same, I believe. I don't know if the Cuba is the name of one of the kind of acids, because they're all different names. They have the Blue Label, the Red Label,
they
have
the yellow label. I thought the Cuba was like the size. Like,
I could be wrong. I don't know if the Cuba is the size.
The Cuba was a little bit bigger. The Blondie was like...
the Blondie's are small.
The size of an Irishman's
penis.
They're called
Blondies. Those are what Clint Eastwood used to smoke. The Blondie cigars.
He did? Now I feel wicked cool.
Well, not acid ones, but he used to smoke Blondies.
He rolled his own.
I don't know about that. But, you know, you see all the Westons, the little cigar, those are called Blondies.
Yeah, no, it wasn't like that. It was a little fatter than that. It wasn't like fucking, I can't think of a fucking...
Remember the Al Capone cigars?
I can't think of the fucking...
Remember the Al Capone?
I do remember
the bad and the ugly. Bro,
I totally forgot about that, in the little black box.
Yes, it used to be, what was it, 2 to a pack or something?
Yeah, they almost looked like...
They had like a little filter on them. They looked like a blunt.
They looked like cloves almost.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember those. I used to smoke
Al Capone.
Cloves couldn't have been good for you.
Like, I liked
cloves. I remember smoking those.
I liked
them. They were fucking like... They were like, I don't know, they just had like a... it was like drinking mezcal.
I don't know. I liked them. I always liked them.
It was just like too flavorful.
Strippers used to smoke those. I remember that was always
Moscato.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's fucking disgusting.
What, Moscato?
Moscato and black cloves.
Yeah.
What were they? Dejurium or something they were called?
Rieslings.
How do you say it? Dejurium. How was it?
What?
That's how the blacks. That was the name of them. It was like what?
I don't even know.
The company that made them. I'm gonna look them up.
You're talking about the little like cigars in like a box, right?
Yeah,
no, the cloves came in a black pack though. They weren't like a box. Like they had the other ones that came in like a tin box.
No, I'm talking these. Look, see, what's the name of the? How do you say that name? That's above it at the top left.
Dajal.
Dajorum, right?
Dajal.
I think they're like Indian or something. I feel like Indian people would smoke those.
Yeah,
they smell like
you buy a $2.40 and a fucking $16 fucking pack of cloves.
I don't think cloves were that expensive, were they?
I don't know, to be honest.
The Al Capone cigars, I wonder if those still exist. I'd smoke one.
I mean, I was like, if I did smoke, I used to be like a Swisher.
I like Black and Milds, to be honest.
Yeah, I can get down with that. It was cool. The place last night we went to was just like a little cigar. It was nice, but like, I can't be smoking like the fucking...
Oh, the ones that smell like cat piss?
Yeah, they're just like big. They're just like big cigar. Like
when people be like this, they be chewing on them?
Yeah, you get home, you felt like you fucking chewed on like a cock or drank like 16 IPAs.
Why does it feel like that you want a cock?
I don't know, but I heard from a guy.
A lot of questions here, you know? but
all right, I might have revealed a little too much.
Yeah.
honestly, we all know I was a big cigar guy. I haven't smoked a cigar.
I was a big cock guy.
I haven't had a cigar in like 7 years now, but I used to recklessly smoke cigars. Every time I stepped outside of my house, I'd light one up. Every time I got into my car, I'd fucking light one up. When I was at work, I took like smoke breaks like people do with fucking cigarettes to smoke cigars.
Really?
I used to smoke normally a couple Blondies a day, and I used to Capones. I used to smoke about a pack of Black and Milds a day. I used to smoke a lot. Yes.
Those are horrible.
I don't know if I can.
I'm sure that's
that
probably
much.
Horrible for you.
Yeah. When it came to the fucking Black and Milds, I used to go with either the mild or the cream flavored ones.
Oh, I like the cream flavor. I like just regular or cream. The cream.
Who smoked the wine ones? Like, they're wine.
Those were good.
They were decent, but I only did it like every once in a while. That was never my go to.
The wood tip. You got
to
get the
wine wood tip. If you're going to go with the wine, it has to be wood tip.
I like the cream wood tip.
The cream's the best one.
I feel like it was around the same time where I was like, maybe I could wear a durag.
Thankfully, I never thought that.
It was when Eminem was rocking a durag. I'm like, maybe I could pull it off.
I did wear a durag back in the day.
No!
Yep.
Did you have waves?
I had mad.
You might have had waves, right? You had, like, you're Italian. You got curly hair.
I had mad curly hair. It was down to my shoulders.
Yo, he's like, I'm making him seasick out here.
Those are pictures that I never hope resurface.
I'll look your MySpace up right now.
Dude, I've been trying to... So my MySpace is more going to be just like other terrible shit from like my fuckboy era.
I thought it was just called skinnychinstraps.com.
I definitely had a disgusting
Like having
skinny.
The bob has like been like, I mean, like happier now that they don't have to do a chin strap.
I think I do like one. It's Nick T. But his
how about your like second chin comes out the bottom of it?
Yeah, I don't like it. Like now, like looking back, I'm like, man, I can't believe I.
Yeah, I don't understand how I did either. And I, dude, I remember I was in like junior high. There like was a promo. It was a Ken Shamrock UFC, and he had like thick like sideburns that came down. And I was in the seventh grade, and I was like, oh shit, I can like grow those.
So Chuck
I shined them, and they were like, I was like, yeah, dude, I was like the Portuguese kid in fucking seventh grade. I had a beard, like you know what I mean. Yeah,
I had the mustache and fucking the thin mustache though. And fucking
I still can't grow a mustache.
Really thin, and I had the fucking chin strap.
I had the tickler, the butthole tickler, just on the chin. That's where it started, and then I got the little skinny chin strap.
Jesse,
I thought I was a man.
You had a soul patch?
No, the chin. The
just
chin
a
one.
Little low, yeah, a little low.
No,
yeah.
I can't grow anything here in the mustache.
Yeah, what's the Adam Sandler movie? He's like, yeah, man. He has like the finger up. He's like,
oh, shit. Yeah, no, I rock some interesting fucking cuts over the years. But the thin line, how many of you guys, right? I know you had the thin line. How many times did you fuck up trying to line that shit up and take off like just the fucking whole pot of like a line?
That's usually how it started, though. It got thinner and thinner. And then
I'm
like,
I think at that
man.
Age, too, it would like it wouldn't be that bad if like you fucked up and just shaved the whole thing off like you still had a young face. Like now, if I fuck up on a beard, like I shave my face, people are like, who are you?
Yeah, I don't even know what I look like, nor do I want to know.
Yeah, like
weird.
Did you ever see like the Facebook thing? It's like, don't be trusted by a guy. It was like a guy with like a dope like a beard, and they shaved it off. He had like a DJ Qualls like chin. It was all sunken in and shit.
No.
He looked like a retard.
I don't care.
The fucking R word.
Yeah.
Nice, Chuck. No, but I did see that post, Chuck. I know exactly what you're talking about. His chin was like, he wicked like fucking overbite looking. Like, chin was way sucked in. And he looked so awkward. So, like, the premise of the post was beards for guys are like what makeup is for women.
But it's not.
No, but it's not.
He was still, like, not in shape besides
that. Because I did wake up like this, bitch.
No. No, because you know what? I still like to think I'm a pretty decent looking guy without the beard.
Well,
so.
I mean, I love my wife. I'm married to her, but like, she doesn't wake up with my eyelashes on the fucking, on the pillow next to us. I'm like, ah! Dude, one of those things, I thought it was a spider.
Dude, okay, you want to hear a funny one? So I had this girl, it was like a drunken mistake. She comes over.
Never had heard a story start off like that.
Yeah, well, I didn't fuck her, thank God.
As long as it didn't say, like, I've had those. That's not, it was a guy.
So she comes over, whatever. We party all night. Well, I was cocked. I'm doing the text. She comes over, and I never met her. I'm like, whoa. Like, she was way bigger than I thought she was going to be.
Last week, you told us about the pregnant chick.
Oh, no.
Right?
But she wasn't fat. She was pregnant. So this one, she comes, whatever, we party, she leaves. So the next morning, I go to grab, like, you know, there's beer cans on the table. I grab one, dude. I thought there was a spider on it. She had magnetic fucking eyelashes, dude. It was stuck to the beer can. I'm like, how do these work? And she's like, oh, they're fucking, apparently you put the eyeliner on and it's got like metal in it and it's magnetized. I was like,
Jesus Christ.
Yo, I was like,
my wife does like, they're like stick-on ones, but. It's only because in between of her going to pay fucking hundreds of dollars to go get the fucking regular ones on. I'm like, they're eyelashes, too. Like, you look beautiful. Like,
yeah, I'm not
into
that.
It's not a thing that I would look at. Like, it's not like a thing. Or maybe, I don't know. I just don't know.
I hear you.
Right? You know what I mean? It's not a thing I look at. Like, maybe you put them on your ass. I'd be like, oh, wow, look at the lashes.
Like, my ex was a lash artist, and it was just one of those things, and some girls go.
She was a lash artist.
No, that's technically the job title. They're
an
lash
artist.
Artist. Well, that's what they call them. That's what it's.
That's what they call themselves.
Technically,
yeah, it's like a dickhead bartender calling themselves a mixologist.
Yeah, I wouldn't be like, I'm a hair artist. No, I'm
like,
a fucking
dude, you just
barber.
Made 14 captains and cokes. You're not a fucking mixologist. You fucking retard.
Yeah.
Oh, again with the R word.
So then, what do you call somebody who does eyelashes for a living?
I would just call him a beautician. That's the same thing. It's the same license.
I call him Lashley.
But there's a difference, right?
Not to me.
Well, not to you.
I'm in the field, and to me, that would be no different. Because girls that cut hair,
Life, Colt 45, Old E, they're all 40s.
Because many girls
all different beers.
Yeah, many girls that cut hair do that. I've never heard of a lash artist.
I've only heard that phrase, really. Like, I'm surprised you guys haven't. I don't know if it's because I dated one, but.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
But, yeah, so, I don't know.
I can already see it tomorrow. You're going to be like, if you call yourself a lash artist.
believe me, you won't hear me post
that's
about
the name
eyelashes,
of the That's the name
bro.
Of the episode, The
oh,
Lash
Jesus.
Artists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lash of the Mohegans.
No, the eyelashes never did it for me.
Now that you say it, Donnie, I always thought you had nice lashes.
Oh, thank you, Chuck. Now that I look at yours, yours are not too bad.
Yeah, the WWE, your favorite wrestler in the WWF is Bobby Lashley.
I can't.
But, you know, some of these girls go way over the fucking top with their lashes. Dude. You know, you see some of them that are like, holy shit, you can't even fucking notice their fucking eye color because the lashes are so
fucking... Yeah, some of them look like, you remember in Roger Rabbit, it's like the fake, what's her name, Jessica Rabbit, and she's like, hi! Dude, her lashes, like, that's what it looks like. It's fucking too much. It's like, wait, like, some girls, like, do that shit over the top, and they don't realize, like... You're just,
you look fucking stupid.
You know, or you look good before that. Like, you did. You look good before that. Now you look like a fucking episode 16 of season 3 in Full House when they want to go out to the club.
And no offense, I think this is going to be a trend. I don't think, like, the whole fucking
I think this
lash.
Is trending.
Dude, it's been this is not like a new, this has been going on for years. Like, there's lash, like you said, there's lash artists.
Well, what I'm saying is things go in and out of style, and those are called trends, right?
I can't wait for this one to go out of style.
I think they're going to go out of style. They're more popular now than they ever were.
How about these poor fucking...
Think about it, it's been about, like, maybe what, like 10, 20 years at the most that the fake eyelash thing has been, like, huge.
How about these poor, like, dummy bitches that are in the trend of, let me shoot my face full of Botox and look crazy.
Oh, my God.
You're going to look fucking dumb in 10 years.
Yeah, so I could look like a lizard when I'm fucking 45.
No emotions.
Yeah. They're like,
oh, my kid died.
Am I smiling? Do my lips look good when I smile?
Yeah, no, I can't stand that, you know? Like,
she can't even suck your dick. Her lips don't close.
Oh, Jesus, Chuck. Well, no, at the end of the day, fucking leave yourself alone. Stop with all that fucking plastic surgery, all that fucking bullshit. It's not necessary. It's just really not.
Unless you're really ugly.
Well, you know what? You see some people...
Even then.
Yeah, even then, now you're worse.
Some people where plastic surgery has done them well, but it's far over the average where it makes you look worse. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like
you look fucking crazy.
Snooki's a person who looks way better because of plastic surgery, but everybody else on that show looks horrible.
Oh, JWoww, she was so hot.
Horrible.
She was so hot too.
And she also was like a mixed martial art fighter.
No,
well,
she wasn't.
The majority of these girls ruin themselves with the plastic surgery. I feel like the minority are the ones that actually look good after the surgery. And it's a lot of the girls go too over the top. They get addicted to it.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're getting everything done. They're having like 20 fucking surgeries. They're getting this. Oh, I want to get rid of this fucking crease over here. It's a crease that nobody even fucking notices but themselves. It's fucking wild. Yeah, no, just, you know, not for me. I prefer fucking natural. I like natural females. Where did we leave off? I know we were talking about fucking lashes, that possibly being a trend. I don't know why we're talking about this right now.
Because it didn't happen in the 90s.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, it's a throwback. You know, lashes.
Well, it did. Well, remember the Fresh Prince episode when they get locked in the... Because Debbie used to always do it. She was good at impersonating. They get locked in the... There was like a tornado or something. And she's like, oh, you want this? And she like stops pulling off her nails and her lashes and shit. She's like, fuck. She's like, this, take that. Like, it's a Fresh Prince episode. They do that.
I don't think I remember that one.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember that one either.
It wasn't a trend yet.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm sticking to it. I think it's a trend. I think they'll eventually kind of go out of style. One of those things that'll fucking leave and fucking come back again in the future. You know how it is. Things are always fucking going
away. Well, I hope I'm dead when it comes back.
Nice.
Yeah, but I don't think old ladies are going to be doing that, so.
Well, hopefully,
when it does come back, we'll be good.
Hopefully it's fucking years and years from now, Jesse, because it'd be nice if you live a nice, long, fucking healthy life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, without fake eyelashes in it.
Jesse's now doing eyelash appointments.
Yeah, and so if any of you fucking dumb whores out there that want nice eyelashes, come see the kid.
Jesse is now... A lash artist.
Yeah, I'm officially.
Billy Eyelashes.
Jesse.
Jesse Eilish? Jesse Eilish. Yeah. I know what you were trying to say. It didn't come out right.
Yeah, that's a good one. Oh, man. So what else is going on?
This is the last lash!
Bobby Lashley.
What else is going on? What is this? Is this a 90s pod? Is that what this is? We're kind of doing a throwback pod here. Would this shirt be considered a throwback shirt? I feel like it looks kind of like a 90s shirt, right?
I think you're more
70s. That's why I wore these shorts.
Yeah,
even
older,
further back.
Like old Italian guy. That's what it looks
like.
I think these shorts are 90s.
No?
These shorts.
I don't know. It's not a bad thing.
Like Paulie Walnuts would wear that shirt.
Ah, fucking fair enough. I like everything about it.
Paul, you won't let you see the picture with him and the Queen. R.I.P. the Queen.
I just don't have the fucking bell bottoms to go with it, you know?
Kind of think you could pull off bell bottoms.
The Queen. Why is everyone so obsessed with the Queen dying? I don't know the lady.
Yeah,
we're in fucking America.
I'm gonna be honest with you. No, I honestly, you know, I thought the memes were fucking
hot. I thought she died 20 like, years ago.
Like, yeah. Like I Mandela effect.
I like the like fucking Princess Diana memes, like fucking Princess Diana waiting for fucking the Queen at the gates.
Did you see the one where she looked like a lizard? They made her look like a lizard, like she was one of the lizard people, a shapeshifter.
Yeah.
I like that one.
What's her face? Meghan Markle wore the same outfit at the funeral that Princess Diana wore at the previous Queen's funeral.
Whoa.
Bah! And she had lashes on!
Clout
chasing ass bitch.
Yeah. I did see that, but...
You know, go for her. They're all pissed off because there's a black chick in the fucking... The English, whatever you call it, parliament.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's like, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, you know that pissed.
Yeah, she's hot, too.
I'm going to be honest. I could give two fucks about the royal family.
Me, too.
Most of them are scumbags anyway. That's not even a hot take.
I don't think. I mean,
no, they're definitely not. They're just not. There's so
actually,
much
I don't know.
Shit.
The redheaded guy, didn't he like?
He was out. He's not there no more.
Yeah, he took care of people and stuff. He's a nice guy.
Exactly. He got the fuck out.
I don't fucking
he got
know
out for
guy.
A reason. Oh,
I don't
yeah,
know the guy. Like,
he got out for a reason.
Home over here.
But you look at what's the one with the fucking ties to fucking Epstein?
Here we go.
Here we go. Tom Hanks.
Listen. There's no denying whether certain people were on the log or not, or certain people were involved. But the royal family is known.
How about
for
if
serious.
One guy just got on the plane by accident and his name was on there?
You man, you just show up,
like,
whoa,
fuck.
What
he's
the
like, Kobe?
What the
shit,
hell's going
what's up,
on,
bro?
Yeah.
No, but they really are like serious ties to Epstein's, just like the Clintons. Everybody knows that the fucking Clintons have deep ties to Epstein.
What if they actually went over there and just played like bridge?
Yeah, they played bridge. Right to your ass. Yeah.
Bridge the gap between a young woman and an old man.
Yeah.
You mean a child?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. All right, where are we going from here, guys?
Yeah, I mean, fuck that queen.
Yeah. Could give
yeah,
two
I
want to
talk about the 90s, not
but
like...
But Betty White, that was upsetting. That's depressing. The queen, fuck the queen. Betty White, though...
In my eyes, Betty White
I know,
was
Betty
the
White,
queen.
It's been a little while since she's passed, but still, shout out Betty White.
Yeah, and thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road. No, Golden Girls, good sitcom.
I've never once seen it.
Never?
Never.
You know, the oldest lady on that was the youngest one on that.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's fucking wild. I did not know that.
What, she portrayed the... All right.
Yeah, she portrayed the oldest.
But yeah, that's fucking wild. I would have never guessed.
Lizard!
I grew up, my mother was a big fan. My grandmother, big fan of the Golden Girls. So I like a good sitcom as well.
They don't have too many of them anymore. Like, that has changed time. Like, the original, you know what I mean? Like, the...
What would you consider, like, the original fucking sitcom?
Well, I mean, it's before my time, but I would say, like...
Honeymooners?
Yeah, maybe that, the Jefferson.
Jackie Gleason,
Jefferson.
The Jeffersons were up there. All in the Family.
No, it's I Love Lucy.
I Love Lucy.
Yeah, I Love Lucy. Yeah.
It's got to be I Love
Leave
Lucy.
Leave It to Beaver.
I would say Honeymooners, I Love Lucy, Leave It to Beaver. Those were like, honestly, probably the furthest back ones because they started off as black and white shows.
I mean, but now I feel like if you're going to do one now, the ones that have come out in the past like 10 years, they've like changed the script on it and done it better. You know what I mean?
I can't say they did it better. You know what I mean?
New Girl?
I never watched New Girl.
I've never seen it.
Dude, New Girl, I'm telling you right now, I never liked it because I don't like the girl, Zooey Deschanel.
No.
I think she does like the
I like King of Queens.
King of Queens, dude, on repeat at my house.
Yeah, that's a good
That King 70s show just came back on Peacock.
Oh, that's
I don't
the
care
best
what
one
anybody
ever.
Says. I like me some Mike and Molly. All right.
Never seen it.
Oh, dude, no, they're funny together. They really are.
I never really watched that one. Everybody Loves Raymond.
Everybody Loves Raymond. Yeah.
You know which one I hate?
I'm not a big fan of Seinfeld. Seinfeld isn't really for me.
I don't like Seinfeld either. Yeah.
I like Seinfeld.
What was I just gonna say? The one with the fucking nerds.
Big Bang Theory.
I hate that show.
Yeah, but like I get. But sometimes I'll catch an episode.
I don't get
that's
it.
Funny.
I've never once laughed at that show.
Roseanne. Like, Roseanne was a big sitcom growing up. And that really touched on, like, the 90s. Talk about the 90s. But it really touched on, like, some of the sitcoms glorify being, like, a family that has shit. Like, Roseanne touched on, like, a family that didn't have everything, you know? Like, having the family that was, like, your parents had to say no because they didn't have the money. Boy Meets World.
Oh, that's a
Boy
good one.
Meets World. Okay. All right. That's a fucking drop right there.
Wonder Years. Banger.
Wonder Years.
The Brady Bunch?
Yeah.
Three's Company.
That's a good one.
Oh,
dude, that's a banger.
with threes.
That's a banger.
That was a banger.
What's the guy's name who won the building?
John Ritter. I thought you were going to say John Ritter, the guy.
Mr. Crowley. No, it's Mr. Crowley.
Mr. Crowley.
Oh, man, that's going to bother me.
That's a good song.
John Ritter was hilarious on that.
He is so funny, dude.
Dude, he was awesome. R.I.P.
Bad Santa.
Bad Santa. I was just about to say.
He was so funny in Bad Santa.
I like Problem Child. Problem Child was like John Ritter's.
I haven't seen that in a long time. Yes, that's a good one.
Agreed.
That's like one I haven't seen in so long. I would like to see it because I forgot.
Actually, what's his face is in the original Problem Child. Mike Richards, Kramer. He plays like the bow tie killer who gets out of jail and wants to be best friends with the kid.
Yeah, Kramer, he's like banned from everywhere now.
He's not. No, he's not canceled.
No, I thought he was.
No, he came back.
So you can say that word and not get canceled?
Yes.
Well, Don, in that case,
Don Knotts, Mr. Furley.
Yeah, Mr. Furley, banger.
Mr. Furley, yep.
Don Knotts.
Yep.
Don Knotts.
He also played the fucking deputy in fucking, what is it? Was it the...
I don't know what that means.
What the fuck is the... That's the ultimate sitcom.
Andy Griffith Show.
That's the ultimate sitcom. Griffith Show was the ultimate sitcom.
What about the Drew Carey Show? That was a good one.
Oh, that was a good one. It had all the cast of fucking Whose Line Is It Anyway?
They were all in it?
Pretty much, yeah. All of them.
No shit.
Yeah,
the Ryan and Colin.
Yeah,
and Wayne Brady.
Wayne Brady.
Yep. Wayne Brady was in it?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I got to go back and watch that.
I don't know if Wayne was in it. All the
no,
other guys
Wayne wasn't
it.
In that.
He might have been in it, though.
It was not, no.
Actually, the one that came on Amazon the other day, I want to watch again, is Talk Radio. It had Phil Hartman.
Wow.
Joe Rogan.
I forgot about that.
First starting off acting. Andy Dick before the drugs, or when he could maintain the drugs.
He didn't do drugs.
He goes, I'll show you how to. What was he saying? Old school?
With the
Crouching
the
Tiger Hidden.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, Home Improvement.
Yeah, he said it.
You said it? Heidi? Oh, Pamela man. Anderson.
So fucking good.
What's his face? Al Borland was fire. And the guy across the fucking way that didn't show his face, but he used to be in a soap opera, Wilson. He used to be in a soap opera, so I knew his face.
Oh, I didn't. I still don't know his face. Yeah. Yeah, what, you watching your stories?
Fine.
Cheers.
Cheers is a banger, too. Season 3 when fucking Woody Harrelson comes in.
Yeah, that's when it gets really good.
Married with Children.
Ooh.
Before its time. Oh. Way before its time.
Yes, I agree.
You know Al Bundy drove? Plymouth Duster.
Yo. Hell yeah.
Yeah, he did. Oh,
Gilligan's Island.
I don't like Gilligan's Island. That's I don't like Gilligan's.
That is a classic, though.
Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell, absolutely. Let's see. What else do we got?
I think they were just what's the...
The Partridge Family. I didn't like that. I was a Brady Bunch guy.
What's the one with the
Two
dude?
And a Half Men is considered a fucking sitcom.
I actually enjoy it.
I do.
What'd you talk about, Willis?
Oh, my God.
Different Strokes.
Yeah.
Yep. Banger. Yeah. Happy Days. Banger.
I never really liked Happy Days.
I did like Happy Days. I gotta be honest.
Second season, Mr. Miyagi runs Arnold's.
And Robin Williams is in an episode. Then they had a spinoff of him in it with when he's the alien guy.
Beep, bop, boop, beep.
What is it?
No, it's Mork from Mork.
Yeah, but he's in that. He's in. There's one episode. He's in Happy Days. That's
yeah,
where the original
character's
from.
Yeah, but it wasn't before. It wasn't after they already did the Mork.
No,
Mork
I think
show.
No.
Beep, bop, boop.
I think he was already. I think it was Happy Days, and people loved him. And then he Mork from Mork.
You guys into Malcolm in the Middle?
Oh hell yeah!
That's a good one.
Yeah. I feel like that mom
that
was my mom.
Beat. That was like an offbeat one. You know
I feel like it was realistic.
They were assholes, the kids. They were all assholes.
Yeah, like me and my brother and my sister.
Yeah, we were like, that's a 90s. That's a 90s piece. Like, people were, like, you were an asshole. Your parents let you come home. They left the key under the fucking mat. You went home, busted up the whole joint, beat up your brothers. And your parents came home, you're like, are we ordering a pizza? Or?
Yeah, then my mom came home and beat us. And then to this day, claims she never did.
Never.
Never, not once. I go, oh, yeah. And then I bring up one time. She goes, that was the only time.
One time I fucking watched Beavis and Butthead. I watched Beavis and Butthead. It was an episode, and they're like, choking the chicken. Like, but Beavis, like, choked on a piece of chicken. So I didn't know. And I, like, said it in front of my father. He's like, don't say that. And I was like, whatever. So I like got out of hockey and said it again. Dude, my dad fucking slapped me across my face so fucking hard.
And then you're
dude,
like,
so hard. Like,
guess that means something else.
I was like, when you were a kid though, like when you got slapped, you like, you threw up the dramatics. You're like, my fucking cheeks never gonna heal.
Yeah.
That's I'm calling DCYF. My dad's like, go ahead, call him.
Yeah.
Your mother's getting a pack of cigarettes right now. We don't give a fuck. Like, yeah. Thank you.
That's like when you see like a little kid when they get the slap on the hand, they just, they do like the scream and nothing comes out. They're just like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, I grew up getting disciplined, and you want to know something? I needed it.
It worked every fucking time.
It did. I was like, all right, I will not say that again.
But sometimes I like knew. Sometimes I was like above my time, though. Like, I knew I would get a slap, but it was worth getting it if I could say what I would say.
Yeah, yeah, I know what
you mean. I'm like, yeah, fuck this shit. Ah!
Yeah, we did stupid shit. Like, for instance, I used to, like, my older sister, she would have her friends come over. I would try to show
Chubby.
Off, say stupid shit. One time I was telling dirty jokes, and I was maybe, like, fucking 13. I didn't even, you know, but my sister went and ratted me out.
You had
her
a do-rag on.
Her friends found me funny. My sister went and ratted me out. My father came out, gave me a fucking warning, told him, you know, don't make me come out again.
So, of course.
So, as soon as he went back in,
I got better jokes.
I did.
At the same time, though, your dad.
It was like when he came out, I was like, oh, I got one more. You know, I don't even know what the fucking joke is.
I'm killing it right now.
Yeah. And he was listening, too.
Yeah, I thought.
But
I was
your dad also, in the back of it, was like, oh, dude, fucking Donnie's going out there. He's killing it. I hope he fucking.
Killing it.
He's going to finger. Got it. He's still got it.
He's
going
to finger a girl tonight.
See, Mike? He goes, that came out of me. He still got it. I still got it. The whole situation's working.
Yeah, my father.
But get the bed!
Yo, when my sister went back and I saw her walking down the hallway,
she snitched twice.
She did, right?
Oh, hell. And this which time, sister? Which sister?
When the door opened,
which sister?
My older sister. When the door opened, right?
Oh, hell. Goal. No.
I heard the feet like moving quick.
Oh, no.
So I fucking ran.
You started moving quick.
I ran for the basement. And in the far end of the basement, in the far corner, is the pool room. There's a pool table in the center of the room. That was like my father's prized possession. So I fucking run. Oh, he chases me down the stairs. I dip into the fucking pool room, right? We're running circles around it. That motherfucker was fast. I was always quick, but, you know, I was only like fucking 13, 14.
Yeah, you had little legs. You had long legs.
He's right on me, yo. I feel like his hand almost touching me, and out of reaction, I dove onto the pool table and rolled over to the other side.
The felt.
I thought I was dead. He grabbed the fucking pool stick off the rack.
He used the bridge.
No, he didn't get me. Sorry, Dad, for telling this story. Just being real here. I never got hit with the pool stick. He chased me around the table for a while. Eventually gave up. Went upstairs. When I knew he was in his room, I left the fucking house. Didn't come back until, like, late that night. Let the fucking shit cool off. I was grounded after that. But, you know, I've had a lot of fucking moments like that.
You ever think your parents, like, I think my dad grounded me on some days because he just wanted to hang out with me. Like Super Bowl, he's like, you're grounded.
My dad didn't even want to watch the Super Bowl alone.
Yeah. And she's like, Super Bowl, I was waiting on the front step with a fucking pack of cigarettes.
Yeah.
Like, Dad's coming anytime now.
I think the best one, the best beaten. So I was with my mom. She was like going, she was going for a walk. So I'm on my bicycle. So I decide I'm just going to jet home. So
she told me this, I think.
Probably, because this is like, oh, this is the only time I ever fucking hit him, and that's a lie. But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you were fucking high.
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay, Mom. So just like I always say this to her, because she's like, oh, I got beat when I was a kid. I could say, oh, just like, you remember the way I do. It was probably one time, and you just remember it your whole life, right? She's like, no, we really did get beat. I go, so did I. So so I'm riding the bike. I get home, right? She comes home and she ran home. This is before cell phones.
She told me. Yeah,
dude. So she goes, she opens the door. Here I, it's a raised ranch. I'm at the top of the stairs. And I'm like, ah, I beat you home. Dude, she turned into Raiden. She was like, ah! Yo, dude, she grabbed me by the neck. Like, I was like Bart Simpson with Homer Simpson. I was like, ah! And Danny grabs her. It's like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? Like, saved my life, dude. And she's like, I thought he got fucking kidnapped. I'm like, what?
Yeah, my dad did the same thing.
I was on a bicycle. Who the fuck's gonna kidnap me?
My dad did the same thing Donnie did. I was like on the other side of the waterbed, like face to face.
Oh, the waterbed.
Square in the face, like, oh, you gonna laugh? Oh, you gonna laugh? So then he grabbed the fucking vacuum cleaner, the hard plastic piece on the break off, snapped it over my leg. Dude, I go, it's broken! It's broken! He goes, dude, if it was fucking broken, you know it! Yeah. Don't give me something to cry about! I'll give you something. That was the line. I'll give you something to cry about.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that many times. So when I didn't get beat.
I remember, like, he wasn't even in the room, and you still, like, would, like, I'm like, it's fucking broken. It's definitely broken. It's broken. I fucking hate this house. I'm going to fucking run away. I'm going to run away tonight. I'm going to fucking run away tonight. I'm fucking out of here.
You pack, but you never leave.
Yeah, I ran away a thousand times.
You do the fucking packing. Yeah, you're like,
I got one cigarette.
Didn't have the balls. Sometimes you'd even open the window.
You're like, I got one cigarette. I got fucking $1 in quarters. I could do this. I'll go to Best Eat and get a tank. And then I'm fucking out of here.
So a lot of the time it was shit we used to do. Like my father, like if we... like did like filthy perverted shit all the time. My brother Ryan though.
Oh boy.
Right? You and your dad did?
No. Meaning like that was the shit to set him off. Like if we were like making dirty jokes.
He's not into dick and fart jokes.
No, not at all. Like that was, I guess like he loved stand up comedy, but he just didn't want his fucking kids doing
serious.
That shit.
So
as like children.
Like wanted you to be respectful and be serious.
My brother Ryan, when he was a kid, had issues pronouncing L's in words, right?
Because they showed his penis.
No. He had issues pronouncing L's up until he was like 7, 8. So we used to point out clocks to him and go, "Hey, Ryan, what's hanging on the wall
He's
right
a blood.
There?" And he would be like, "A big cock," right? Because he couldn't pronounce the L. He couldn't pronounce the L, and my father would lose his fucking shit, dude. So there was definitely repercussions to those actions, but we made sure that we did it like at like just perfect moments where we knew like, okay, you got some time. He's not going to do this shit in public, but when we get home, we're fucked.
Yeah.
And I'll fucking hide. I remember a time he fucking came running into the room. Me and one of my brothers was fighting. There was a mocker on the floor. He did a fucking full split, dude. I'm on the fucking top of the bunk bed hiding. See him come in. There's a full split. My mother comes in. She goes, "Guys, get the fuck out." He's like laying on the ground. Like, can't, you know? Oh, yeah. Did a fucking full split on a fucking mocker. Slipped.
My
came in there
like
to fucking lose his shit on us. And my mother's like, "Yeah, get the fuck
my
out,
house
guys.
Is like the Kumite,
this
like...
is your opportunity. Leave the house."
Yeah, and now's the time to run.
Now's the time to run, yeah. So I went over to my boy MJ's house up the road.
everybody had that one house at the end of the road, like everybody hung out at.
Yeah,
like,
Jeff.
My parents were cool.
That was Jeff.
Yeah, the parents were cool, let everybody come over. He had all the video games and shit. You're like, all right, fine.
Yeah.
I'm like, "Dad, you get me PlayStation?" She's like, "I ain't fucking getting you shit." I'm like, "But Derek,
I had the video games, but sometimes you need to escape."
No, it's fucking wild thinking though, like times are so different now. Like you can't discipline your children whatsoever anymore because discipline and abuse are now the same category, even though they're not.
Your dad's only handed out the beatings though? It was my mom that handed mom gave the beatings.
I mean, we kind of knew
it was equal opportunist. My father was just more intimidating. Like, my mother was a 5-foot Italian woman. Like, if she had a phone in her hand, you were most likely going to get that thrown at you if you were arguing with her or something.
My mom would just say, like, "Wait till your dad gets home." Yeah. And we'd see the truck pull up. And like, fucking, it was like the Christmas story. Like, "Dad's going to kill Ralphie."
Yeah.
And like he said, you heard like the boots. Like, you were in the closet. You've seen, like, the boots stop in front of the closet. You're like, "Oh, oh shit, he's fucking coming. He's here." I'm like, But we always had brothers. So, like, when we did get ass beaten, there was always another brother on the side. Like,
I was the oldest, so I caught the beatings.
Yeah, I did, too. Everything.
Yeah, I always caught them.
I, like, liked them.
Yeah.
I signed up for them.
Well, you know what happened with me?
Don't say fuck. I'd be like, "Fuck!"
Yeah. Well,
slap!
My problem is, like, when people yell at me, like, I just laugh. It's just funny to me. And that was my mom fucking...
Nervous laugh, same.
Not even nervous. It's actually comical to me. Like, when I get in, like, a fight, like, with a girlfriend, say, and they start yelling, I just start laughing. I'm like, "I'm standing right fucking here. You're just yelling at the air. Like, you would look stupid to me right now. You're just proving that I'm right." And then it's like... Yep. And you're like, "Yeah, exactly." And like, but that same thing I would do with my mom. And then it would turn... not violent, according to her, but yeah.
Yeah, she's like, "Jesse, stop it. Put your
pee." She's like, "I never beat you. I might have slapped you." It's like...
Oh, maybe I missed that one.
Oh, like you, like your mom and dad, but you know.
It's like they still think that they think they could get in trouble for something they did like fucking 20 years ago.
Mom.
It's like they're thinking
the statute of limitations or whatever.
Let's say statute of limitations up on that ass whooping that I tossed him.
Fucking Dick Wolf ain't gonna write an episode about you beating me up.
Yeah, it's fucking wild. Like 99% of the fucking whoopings I caught, I deserved.
I deserved discipline. I think I 100%.
Yeah, like there was only a couple times.
But sometimes you get a whooping for not, like, your dad's like, "Dude, can't find the remote."
Yeah, but he probably
asked. Where's the remote?
He probably asked you that.
Where's the fucking remote? He's like, "Everybody's not going to bed till I find the remote."
Yeah, because he asked you 1,000 times, and you put it 1,000 times where he told you not to fucking put it, so he had to beat you.
No, he might have.
And then you never put
it
there ever again.
Pocket or something.
No, I don't think so.
All right, there's a difference between.
Don't think so.
There's a difference between discipline and abuse. abuse is going home. And
what Chuck
like,
just had.
I could chuck it.
Oh, man. For Christmas, gonna pack of smokes. Smoke up Johnny.
But on a real note, that Breakfast is kind of where, like, that was a major thing that, like, went wrong in society, where they categorized them both, like, discipline and abuse. Now you got a bunch of little fucking
Yeah, you come home, your dad tells you to piss in your fucking your litter box now.
That's all fake.
No, I know. But it isn't in some states.
It's fake.
It's crazy.
It is in North Kingstown, but they have it in other states.
No, they don't.
Yes, they fucking do.
No, they don't.
Look it up. Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do, Jesse.
I'm with Chuck on it.
Jesse, they have it in other states. They have it in other states, not Rhode Island.
I'm telling you. All right, so they literally were talking about this about 2-3 months ago. I don't know if you're listening to Rude Jude on Shade 45. They were talking about this, and they had people from all over the country call, and they all said the same thing. It's all bullshit. It's all it was real too in Rhode Island for 3 days, and then it was fake.
No, but I understand. But
it was the same thing. It's not in any fucking state. They ain't anywhere.
How about the lizard guy at CCRI?
You can dress however you want. Who gives a fuck? I can put a dress on and say I'm a girl.
So weird.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, if you say so, don't bother me. I think he's cool for doing it.
Listen.
All right, if the lizard guy just came in the barbershop and sat there after
You know what I like? He said, he goes, I don't really like the lunch here. There's not enough flies in it. I go with that. I thought that was pretty funny.
No, but
I thought that was funny.
But let's be real here. There is a major issue with men identifying as women and people feeling like they could be able to identify as whatever they want to identify as. That's like a common thing. Look at the furry community, how much they've blown up in recent years. I couldn't even believe that was a real fucking thing.
I know. I heard about it.
I work with a kid from the furry community. Him and his boyfriend. It's fucking weird. You know, like, hey, whatever floats your boat, but I'm not going to fucking call you what you identify as. I'm not going to be like, okay, wolf. You know, because you want to be called wolf instead of, boy. Or, yeah, he's a wolf in the furry community.
Dope. That's hot.
he's definitely not a wolf in real life. You look at him, nothing intimidating about the kid. I felt like he just wanted to pick
something. He's like, oh, dude, sorry, got to bail out early. It's a full moon.
Jesse knows the kid.
I'm like, you know what I am? I identify as a shark.
Oh, boy.
I don't like the lunch here. There's not enough seal.
I'm like, because you're stagnant. And every bitch you've been with still bleeding.
Yeah, Shark Week, bitch.
Oh, man.
that was horrible.
It's weird times to be alive, though. You know, things have drastically changed in like the last 10 years.
Since the 90s?
Well, 20 years.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Over 20 years since the 90s, which is just fucking wild to think. That really makes me
feel imagine
old.
In the 90s you had to call some broad's house and be like, excuse me, Mr. Smith, is Ashley home? Can I talk to her?
Yo.
You had to have a set of fucking nuts on you to do that. You didn't call that girl and send her a picture of your dick. All these kids today, that's all they do. They're on the internet. They do like weird sexting and shit. Like you're not going to find like a good mate.
No. And that's the issue like nowadays is that people interact strictly through like texting now.
Yeah, it's like introvert.
Where back
shit.
In the day, you actually had to talk to the fucking person. So now like mad people
are socially fucking, right?
Now more people are even more socially
like,
awkward.
Because they don't know how to roll the magic on Thursday. On Thursday, you were like, fuck, I was shook. You were shook on Thursday.
Yeah, but that's how you're supposed to fucking feel at first. Experience, you know, with time, you get better at fucking asking girls out and shit. Nowadays, people don't because they ask them out over fucking Facebook.
That's a natural progression of like being social. Like,
people
don't know how to do that.
Yeah, no, and that's the issue. We've went too far in that direction. Like, now we're too reliant on technology to do things for us rather than do it ourselves. So it makes people fucking awkward. There's a lot more socially awkward people now than there was when we were younger. These people don't know how to talk to each other anymore. Everything's fucking machines and shit, text messaging, shit like that. Facebook Messenger, Instagram.
Jesse's like that. He doesn't talk on the phone. He just texts.
Yeah, I don't talk on the phone.
One time he called me, I got nervous.
Yeah. If I call you, you got to pick it up.
Guys, I fucked around, got a house phone.
Yeah, I have one.
Well,
at
you have to. It's like in the bundles.
I have one at the shop. I've had one forever.
Dude, it's a pretty dope phone. I got like one of those fucking old school like throwback joints. Yeah, no.
Do you have an answering machine?
I'm gonna fucking set one up. Hell yeah, I'm gonna set one up.
It's like I ruled the world. Hey, it's Donnie.
Yeah,
I can't go to the phone right now.
Yo, I'm out drinking 40, smoking blunts with my friends and shit. Holla at your boy.
Yeah, he's a ring back tone.
Yeah. He's like, yo, I'm out, Schwayze.
Yeah, one love.
Yeah, one.
Press one for Ariana. What's your daughter's name?
Ariel,
sorry.
It's okay. I call her Ari for short. But yeah, Ariel.
All week, people have been calling my kid she.
Dude,
I don't identify as henna.
So when I was a little kid, right, my mom made me have fucking long ass hair, and I used
to look like a bitch,
dude. People all the time used to be, yeah, I did. You're right, I did. People, they'd be like this, they'd be like, oh, what a cute little girl. I'd be like, I'm not a girl. I remember saying that so many times, and then when I cut my hair, dude, she was so mad, and I was so happy. I haven't had it long since.
But she put it in like, she put it. She
it was Joe Dirt.
Hair.
It was
she
Joe Dirt.
Hair.
No, she didn't know I went and got my hair cut.
She didn't.
I went behind her back. That's what she gets for beating me all those fucking times.
That's horrible. Should we talk about like other stuff?
Like what? Like you want to tell us about when you got touched as a little kid? Is that where you're going? Go ahead, Chuck. You can tell us about your 90s story.
It all started on a talking story.
Guys, I got to piss.
All right, I wish Jesse's mother would hit me because I'm at the bar. I'm like so excited to get out of work. The game's going like, okay. I go to the bar, I sit there, and I'm like, I legit think in my head still that it's a dream that Dak Prescott went out with a fucking fractured hand for 6 to 8 weeks.
That's crazy.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, are you fucking kidding me? Not that Tampa Bay looked good either, and neither did the Patriots, so I think we're all on the same fucking page, and Atlanta, I don't even know what Atlanta
we lost
did.
By 1 point.
They might have had the bye. Yeah, I don't even know.
No, what no, Atlanta blew a massive, massive lead.
That's what we do.
To the Saints. They were down, I think it was like 16 points or something in the
but final like,
quarter.
Dude,
that's what, that
like,
is what we do.
At the point where I should
that is
have
correct.
Got, I like never thought I'd jump ship, but I'm like almost being like, I don't, I like, I'm about to pick a team that I don't even know about. Like, I'm like so upset, but I'm not upset because it happens like every year to the
you can't,
to the Bulls expect.
You
but.
Can't jump ship, bro. At the end of the day, teams are always fucking rising and falling.
I know, in Cooper like, we trust.
The fucking Patriots, Rush, the trust. Patriots sucked for years, dude, before they fucking had
Rogan.
Their run. The year I was born, the Patriots had one win in 1990. That's how bad that team sucked. They were the worst team in the NFL that year.
It was so bad your mother beat.
Nice. But so like I said, teams are constantly rising and falling. New England, I think is gonna be all right for a while. Even though, yeah, we looked terrible against Miami. That was ugly. I'm starting to really question Belichick.
I don't even think it's him. I think it's Matt Patricia as an offensive
that's what I was just about to say. Belichick hired and brought back Matt Patricia. Everybody knew Matt Patricia.
And why
sucked.
Didn't and why
he
didn't
wasn't
he...
a good defensive coordinator when he was with New England. He was a defensive coordinator when we got beat in the Super Bowl against the Eagles.
And why wouldn't you bring back Bill O'Brien, who's open for that job?
You could have fucking put anybody in that job.
Bill O'Brien was good. He was brought up Brady, pretty much.
He could have literally put one of us three in that fucking job, and we would do a better job than fucking Matt Patricia. I don't know how that guy has a job. When he got the job with the Lions as the head coach, the Lions went from Jim Caldwell to winning, like, I think Jim Caldwell won 9 games the season before and got fired. He brought them to the playoffs numerous times. They were pretty good with Stafford and Johnson. Pretty good fucking team for a few years where they were constantly wild card or even contending for the division. They fire Caldwell, they hire Patricia, and Patricia absolutely fucking destroyed the Lions. And that was a team that had a lot of bad years in general anyway, but they were pretty good with Caldwell, and then Patricia took him over, destroyed him, and Bill Belichick's like, fucking
we'll
McDaniels. McDaniels got hired. We'll fucking hire Patricia back, even though he was a terrible defensive coordinator. Now we're going to have him run the offense this time.
Yeah,
see
and
if you
I
can
mean,
fuck that
too,
up, too.
I guess it's too early to really get into, like, specifics of it or, like, to be like they're not going to be good, but I don't think they're going to be a strong team. But we'll see week to week. But now I'm like, there was teams that obviously showed out.
I got them 8 to 10 wins for the Patriots this year.
Yeah, if that.
I think honestly, and a lot
That's
of people
a
are saying
division.
A lot of people are saying if that, but I feel like they're gonna get more wins this year than they did when they had Cam Newton. I don't see them having a worse season than they did with Cam as their starter. I feel like the offense is gonna mesh more as they go on. The defense.
They don't have any offense. Bourne, Aguilar.
Well, no, problem is Bourne is a great offensive weapon, and he was great for us last year. Had 1,000 all-purpose yards, over 800 receiving yards, a lot of touchdowns. He was a beast last year, right? That was his best year of his career. He was with the 49ers before New England. New England let him play 2 snaps that game against Miami. One of those two snaps was a 40-something yard reception. So he had two snaps. He only played two snaps, and one was a 40-something yard reception. Why did you have the guy only in there for two fucking plays, Bill Belichick? Patricia, why'd you have him in there for two plays? I'm hearing it was a discipline thing because they got into the fight and the joint practice fucking weeks ago, and then supposedly he showed up to like a meeting a little late. But listen, we don't have Tom Brady anymore. You can't be disciplining a player like that who is a stud and a fucking standout on the team for a couple little fucking things when we really need him in order to win games, because Belichick's job is on the fucking line at the end of the day. If they come out here and they miss the playoffs this year, or if they just flat out suck, if they win like fucking 5-6 games, his job, I think they'll fire him. Absolutely.
I feel like with the shit he's done, they could let him die on the field in the middle.
No, I don't think they will.
Viking situation.
Know why they won't? Know why? Because Brady's out there winning. Brady is continuing his fucking tier. He got number one player in the NFL's top 100. His team, his peers voted him in as number one. He led the league in passing touchdowns and passing yards last year. This year, did he have a great game against the Cowboys? No, but they won. He had a good game overall. You know, it wasn't fucking great. He had a touchdown pass to Mike Evans. The Bucs, I feel like they're the team still the favorite in the NFC, even though obviously the Rams won it last year. I feel like the Bucs are the favorite. In the AFC, it's a little bit different. That's a tighter race. You got the Bills and the Chiefs, I feel like, are the best
teams. How about
the
kicking situation on Sunday?
What a fucking train wreck. How about the Steelers-Bengals game in general? That was one of the craziest things I've ever watched,
what's the other
bro.
One? The ones that ended in a tie, there's no team that has a win in the AFC. AFC East? Not AFC East.
I know at least one game ended in a tie, almost a couple, right? What the fuck was it that ended in a tie, though? I'm having a brain fart right now.
Indianapolis?
Houston. Houston, yes.
Indianapolis, right?
Houston ended in a tie. And the Steelers and Bengals almost ended up in a tie, but the Steelers upset the Bengals.
I picked them as a bet.
There you go. Good move. Steelers got a great fucking defense, but now you got TJ Watt, who went down in that game. He got hurt.
Yeah, but he's
out
not,
six weeks.
No. Came back today. It's not going to be that long.
No? How long?
Yeah. It's only going to be a short time. He didn't break anything or do anything. That's what I just read today.
But what I read today was it was a tear, and they were expecting him to possibly be out the full season. Now it's only 6 weeks.
I mean, the Watts.
Yeah, they're fucking beasts, but...
Their mom used to beat them heavily when they were children, so they come back very quick.
Wow. I was not aware of that.
I just made it up.
Great football family, though. Seriously, they're beasts. It's been an interesting start to the season. None of us got wins in the opening game. I feel like you guys still have a chance at your division because let's be real, that's a weaker division.
The Eagles have spent a lot of money, though.
The Eagles are your biggest threat, bro.
They have landed.
If Hurts pulls it together.
I was shocked that the Giants beat Tennessee.
That was a fucking...
It was a fluke.
That was a fluke game. I think, at least.
Well, know what it was? Saquon Barkley went off, but when is he ever healthy? That's what it was. That was the fluke because he's not going to be in the rest of the season. I would put money on that Saquon Barkley isn't going to stay healthy the whole fucking season, that he's going to get hurt at some point.
Have you watched any of the Aaron Rodgers interviews?
Yes.
Did you watch the one on Barstool?
Not the one on...
Dude, it's friggin' funny, actually. Like, he's actually... Joe Rogan, I haven't gone into yet. I haven't
seen it. I've earned more respect for him.
I want to listen to it. I know you said that. I haven't listened to it. The one with Barstool, he was like really funny on it. They pulled the shit out of him. Like, they're very like weird to say shit. They're like, dude, what do you say? You own a basketball team. You're the minority owner. He goes, what's a minority? He goes, I don't think I can. He goes, would you say the minority's mostly white in Wisconsin? Dude, and they just go back to him and his face is just deadpan. It's fucking hilarious. He goes, you ever just let your hair down? And he like lets it down. He goes, most people think it's fake. He goes, yeah. And then he looks at the dude. He goes, why do you have a 13-year-old boy mustache? Dude, he was really funny, dude. He was really funny.
No, he is a pretty funny guy.
He goes, but he's straight up said, and he's like, anything you would change about the NFL? He's like, yeah, the commissioner.
Oh.
He goes, I don't like the hugs he gives on draft day. And then Caleb goes, would you prefer him to give him a kiss?
Oh, that's awesome. But he definitely
really funny.
He went up notches in my book after interviews and shit. He really did. Because I didn't see that one in particular, but I listened to the Joe Rogan ones and a couple other interviews recently because he's been interviewing a lot.
Yeah.
And I honestly did not like the guy going into it. And I didn't have much of an open mind, to be honest. And he kind of swayed me. He changed me.
He's funny. Like, he's kind of he's a funny human. Dude. He's like a human guy.
Yeah, no. And I respect him a lot more than I did to begin
with. He's like,
with.
Leave that broad that plays basketball in Russia. No.
I respect him and his point of views and his perspectives more than I really expected to.
I think he's a cool. I don't like him. Like, I'm a Cowboys fan. I don't like Green Bay people. I don't like...
You don't like the cheese? You don't like the cheese heads?
I don't give a fuck. I don't like them. I don't like Brett Favre. I don't like Wrangler jeans.
Oh.
Bro, how about the Vikings?
I don't like Tommy John surgery altogether.
How about the Vikings smacking Green Bay in the mouth, bro?
Yeah, I took the Vikings. Thank you.
Yep. And know what? You know why it's a safe bet? Because Kirk Cousins is actually like fucking Aaron Rodgers' kryptonite. He has his fucking
Kirk
number,
Cousins
bro.
Looks like every dad who cut the fucking lawn perfectly.
Absolutely. And know what? I love everything about it. Like, that dude is the most underrated fucking possibly player in
he
the
might
fucking
drink
league.
40s.
No. Nah, he's very white.
so are we.
I said what I said. No, Kirk Cousins, like, I couldn't see him.
His name's Kurt.
I would be shocked.
What if you open up his fridge, he just had the little high lives, like the little joints?
The ones you had in your fridge?
Yeah, I love me some Kirk Cousins, and that connection with Jefferson is ridiculous. That dude's a fucking beast. But Kirk Cousins overall is like very slept on. And Michael Irvin actually predicted that Kirk Cousins was going to be the league MVP this year. We'll see. You never know. But he started off with a fucking strong case week one. If he keeps going at this rate, he might have his best season yet. And I think it will be. As long as he don't get hurt, here's a fucking hot take. I think Kirk Cousins is going to have a 40 touchdown season. At least 40 passing touchdowns. Hot take. I like Kirk Cousins. I think Michael Irvin's right about him. He's fucking going out there. He's got one of the best wide receivers in the league. I think the Vikings are a team to look out for.
Absolutely. I like that.
Yeah. So besides that...
fuck football. No, it was really entertaining having it back, though.
No,
it
But
now I work on Sundays.
You know, you had a lot of people go up against their old teams, fucking Baker and the... Panthers lost a hot breaker to the Browns.
What are you gonna do?
A 58-yard field goal the fucking Browns hit
you?
To win.
The one on Monday I was asking about the Denver. Like, why would you go with the kick at the end?
Oh, my
like,
God, bro.
It would have been the second longest field goal ever made. But you also just hired a fucking QB. Like, you just hired a fucking QB. You just paid a lot of money for him to be there, Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
And you go with the kicker.
I agree with you.
Definitely 100%. Wasn't a week for the kickers.
No. You look at the Steelers-Bengals one. Back to that real quick. You have Joe Burrow. Yeah, he had a rough start to that game, but he was going strong at the point they did this. They were in overtime, and they were in field goal range, but instead of they were on third fucking down, and they decided to kick the fucking field goal, and they missed it. Third down. Bring the fucking field goal kicker out there in overtime on third down, go to kick it, they fucking miss it. And then what happens? The Steelers get the ball back. They go downfield. Fucking all you wrote. Why would you fucking kick it on third down? Why wouldn't you just fucking...
All she wrote, great sitcom.
Murder, she wrote.
Yeah, murder, she wrote.
Oh, man, too funny.
Angela Lansbury. That's the lady's name.
I don't know.
That's the lady's name on Murder, She Wrote. Little fun fact for you.
No, I was not aware of that.
Cool.
Now you are.
All right, but besides that, I don't have... yes, now I am.
Can't wait to go watch it.
I don't have much more on football. I don't know what you guys got.
No, it's minimal, but I'm excited.
I'll tell you what,
football is back.
I made a sauce on Sunday, so if you guys want to start coming over on Sundays, I'm going to make a sauce every Sunday.
Yeah, we're going to come over.
Nice.
Here for
fucking kicking it old school. There
yeah. Only during football season. I did it last year, too. That's what I did for football.
I know we've been going on like a lot of time for the episode, pretty much, so we can like kind of steamroll. Thor, Love and Thunder?
I liked it.
Cool, right?
I gotta rewatch it again.
A lot of people said they didn't like a lot of the humor in it.
I was
kind of
dozing off. That's Thor. That's how Thor is.
Well, the past two have been.
Yeah, but
the original wasn't like
those are the ones I remember.
But like the Taika Waititi ones, the past two, yeah. I thought it was cool colors, like cool music. It was fucking dope.
That's
right?
Why I texted you.
Christian Bale was dope too.
I didn't even know he was in it. I
cried after the first scene when his daughter died.
You know what? That's what. Whoa! Almost went down there. That's why I like a lot of the Marvel bad guys because he's a bad guy, but was he doing it for bad reasons? I can kind of sympathize with
why he did.
They
gave him a sword to kill the gods. He killed the gods.
Yeah, well, it's just like Thanos. Like, he wanted to get rid of half the people because it needed to happen. Was he wrong? No.
It was
going to
happen either way.
Was he wrong? No, he wasn't. So, I mean, he's doing, he does bad things. For
Oh, not saying that. Yeah, Christian Bale, the, what was it? It's something, the God Killer.
Yeah, he's got a weird name. It's like the God Destroyer.
He looked
destroyer
like, he looked like Tom Hardy at the bottom of the well and fucking
Batman Rises again.
Yeah.
He had the little tattoos on his face, but I was in it. I liked it. I enjoyed it. Watched the Elvis movie. The guy who played Elvis killed it. The movie sucked.
Okay.
It's sucked.
Oh, man, that's disappointing.
Which, I don't know if you're into Baz Luhrmann. He made, like, the Romeo and Juliet movie, Moulin Rouge, Great Gatsby. He has, like, that certain style. You know what I mean?
It's shit.
Like,
yeah,
it's, like, a little, it's very stylized. But, like, Tom Hanks took me right out of the movie because he touches children. Just kidding, Donnie. I believe they filled it
so
in Grease.
Up.
Burnt. But he took me right out of the movie because he was in a fat suit. And just like, dude, he was like very. So the
he was
guy,
fat.
The guy who played him was like obsessed with Christmas, but then they made him talk about Christmas, and he almost looked like the chubby guy in the Rudolph like claymation thing. And he was like, "Oh, Rudolph."
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Dude, it took me out of it.
Mickey
and
Rooney,
it, and it was from no.
Mickey, he played either the Santa or Frosty, one of the two.
But
all right,
the guy who played Elvis though was awesome. Very good.
No shit. Awesome.
But it just is also a story that's fucking depressing, dude. Like, Elvis was awesome, and they pretty much, like, ran Elvis into the fucking ground, and he was addicted to drugs, so they just grabbed him by his gullet and slammed him down on the ground even harder. Pretty much.
Yeah. On a serious note, though, I think the best portrayal of Elvis was probably Dewey Cox.
Jack White. Jack
White. Dewey Cox.
Watch out, man! I am also hearing that Dewey Cox, so as far as like people that love like satire movies and music movies, that's like number one. But the reviews are coming in for another movie that's on that same aspect, and it's the Weird
what
Al.
Is that?
The Weird Al movie on Roku.
That
which is
banging.
Weird that they even have a fucking movie coming out because like Roku's like
I got
the
one,
old English you fucking streaming
there's
service.
One on the background right now. It's on right now in the background. Yeah.
So that so movie, the reviews that are coming out of TIFF, like Toronto Film Festival and other like big film festivals.
It's good.
Fire. So good.
I like
that,
it.
The fucking trailer for it is bomb. I didn't even know he was friends with like Madonna, like hardcore.
He knows everybody, dude. That's how do you think he gets the rights to use their songs?
Fire.
He has to be cool with them.
Like, I feel like when I got on Weird Al, he had already been out for years.
He's been
like,
around
I got
forever.
What was the one?
Since the 90s.
What was the big one that came out in the 90s, though?
I'll
like,
play
that
it.
We know.
I'm going to play it.
The one that, like, Santa's dead, that one.
Oh, no, not that one. I got something I'll play, though. During
no,
the songs.
I'm fat.
During the songs.
You know it. I'm talking about Gump. Yeah. She's Gump. He's Jewish, man.
No, that's not the one I'm talking about. No, I know what you're talking about. I got one. Not right now.
But I'm excited for that movie. I'm excited for other companies to come out of this streaming war because you have Lord of the Rings coming out of Amazon, which I watched the first three episodes. And it is a slow burn if you're into, like, Middle Earth.
I'm not.
It's cool. It's fucking beautiful. They spend $50 million on each episode. It is beautiful. You're looking at your TV like, why does my TV not look like the price I paid for it? Put on that show, it looks fucking HD 5K, whatever the fuck you
how
want
did they spend $50 million every episode?
Every episode.
That can't be a real number. I'm sorry.
It is.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I can't believe that number. I'm sorry. I can't.
Either way, show looks great. Game of Thrones is out, which everybody is into that. I've talked about it last week. I know. But this show is heating up, dude. It's great. The acting's great. Everybody's great in the show. Every episode is. There's a reason why they canceled the show that was supposed to come out in between. They took the time to put out the one they should have put out, and it's fucking, like, not disappointing. Anybody who listens to the podcast and watches that show will know, and we'll cover it all at the end.
Don't watch End of the Road on Netflix with Queen Latifah and Ludacris, I'll tell you that. Awful. If Queen Latifah and Ludacris didn't sell it for you, nothing will. Because it's terrible. And unless you like racist movies that hate on white people, you'll love it.
I mean, the thing is with that is I would almost assume that was going to happen with them.
Oh, no. It's like almost to the point, though. It's like so bad. Like, it's like the portrayal. It's like so terrible. It's hilarious. It's like there's no people that act like this. It's that ridiculous. No one acts like the way these people act like in this movie.
It's just really depressing because I love a good Queen Latifah flick.
And Ludacris. What's his name? His real name. Chris Bridges, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like almost when you see a Machine Gun Kelly movie and you're like...
I like him in every movie.
No.
I like him in
movies. No way.
You don't like him in anything?
What?
He was good in the movie where they fucking can't...
Bird Box.
Yeah, he was good in that. He was good in the fucking the Motley Crue movie.
He was, exactly.
So there's two.
But everything else, that's it.
He fucks Megan Fox. End of story. Another one got ruined with plastic surgery.
Machine Gun Kelly or Megan Fox?
Megan Fox. He got ruined with his paint his nails.
Yeah, that was pretty rough.
He has lashes.
I heard he became a lash artist.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did everything. Alternative, rap, lashes. Everybody knows that Machine Gun Kelly's the lash artist alive.
He's the last lasher.
Everybody knows.
Give you a tongue lashing.
I know I sent you guys. I know The Samaritan wasn't. You didn't watch it yet, but it's not like
awesome. I
still
haven't watched it.
But the show that I sent you guys, The King of Tulsa.
I didn't. You sent. When did you send that?
Like the beginning of last week.
I didn't even see that.
Sylvester Stallone show.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I did.
It's made by the maker of Yellowstone.
Kicking it old school tonight.
I'm not taking that $5 fucking dollars.
I thought he was giving five back because he's the one that wants the show.
I am not taking that.
Come on, Chuck. Have my back here.
I'm going to light another one just because.
This motherfucker's got enough money. He's got a duster.
He's got a duster.
He went to A&W. He's at A&W at car shows and shit.
No, on a real note, man, that dust
is... Did Kristen tell you that I seen her at the car show?
Yeah, she told me. Yeah.
No, on a real note, that dust is fresh
as
fuck.
She asked if you wanted any blues.
That's a beautiful fucking car.
Yeah, and I told her, yeah, we sniffed a couple. No, oh, yeah? not really. Yeah, like,
oh, boy. No, that's not what we condone on it.
No, I'm joking. You brought it. You're the one that made
it. Oh, you're doing blues now?
Yeah.
Blues clues.
That's kicking it old school.
I like that joint.
This joint?
Literally.
This joint?
Physically.
Oh, man.
All right, so we're going to get into some music now. We'll do some blues.
What are we going with? We're going with fucking
Percocet.
We're gonna go right into Weird Al. We're going right into Weird Al.
After that, 40 ounces to freedom.
Yeah.
Is this Weird Al?
Yeah.
I was gonna play the Coolio.
The valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain.
I had this album.
It's just perfect for an
what's it called?
Like me, you know I shun fancy things like electricity.
What's it called?
At 4:30 in the morning, I'm milking
bad hair day.
Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Fool, and I've been milking and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man.
No, it's got him like this.
It's got him like this. But if I finish all of my chores and finish time, then tonight we're gonna party like it's 1699. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish pen.
All right, we don't get to listen to that whole song. I just want a little taste of it.
Money in the pot.
Well, actually, let's see what G's listening to real quick. It's actually 90s.
No way.
Oh, yeah, it is. Sublime Garden Grove.
Oh, I thought it was You Are Appreciated.
No.
I thought we were about to listen to some... I thought it was some 90s R&B at first when it started off.
We took this trip to Garden Grove.
Gene doesn't even know he's on the podcast. The van.
Ska. Big Ska. 90s Ska.
This is on his punk mix, it says.
Doc Martin's on Ska.
All right, let's get into the real music now.
Music from Jamaica. Hold on.
I actually scored a fucking 90s R&B record recently, fucking last week. Well, not this past one, the one before that. I took my daughter to like the flea markets and consignment shops, and I found a fucking Babyface for the Coolin' You fucking album on fucking vinyl for $2, bro. That fucking album is one of the best R&B albums of all time, in my opinion.
I bought
a John B. Fired. John B. in the 90s.
Were you with me when I bought the Bone Crusher album for $1?
When you were outside of the club and you think I was bone.
All right, let's get in there. Here we go. Rump Shaker, Wreckin' Effect.
Dude, this is Pharrell's first beat. Like, first, like, popular beat.
I didn't even know he did this beat.
Teddy Riley on the track. Like, you knew this song when you were a kid.
Oh, yeah. Like the way you comb your hair. Dumping 40s on bitches.
I like the stylish clothes you wear.
Go pee, and we'll go back in the
mirror. I like the stylish closure.
Go ahead, go pee, and I'll
honestly,
stop it.
I gotta.
All right.
Chuck, after you're done, I'm gonna.
All right, let's get another song. All right, I kept it underground. So this is Jedi Mind Tricks. I Have Nothing from like '97.
Wait, they did a version of this, a rap version?
I don't know what they're.
I didn't know this existed.
This is old and like super underground.
No, but this song is old. Like fucking Tom Jones did this song back in the day. 1970s.
The eternal tide that defines the vanity of my insanity.
Yeah, I Have Nothing.
Like the night seeds under the moon. The haunted corners of
familiar. You gotta kind of play the Tom Jones version too.
We're vanishing in the thin air.
That's for the older episodes. That's the 70s episode. So where
I think
I could run away to see the people that decided to leave without asking me. But we decide to wait for happier times.
I had a voice, bro.
Find someone so they can be distractions from our sorrow. But my distractions are the that I've fallen. I'm eloquent as summer breeze and leaves that have just fallen. I've crawled in a corner hoping all of this will end with the knowledge that love is just another word for revenge. I, you have nothing but the comfort of my sins. I, you have nothing but the comfort of my friends.
Yo, you killed it though. I actually have the record at my house.
Demons pray above me.
I do.
Ability to endure contradiction is a high sign of culture. Verbal sculpture, self-defacing. It is not God.
I didn't know this version existed. You guys didn't know that one yet.
Smoking wood tips, listening to Tom Jones.
You know, pour a fucking DiSeronno on the rocks. Pour a DiSeronno on the rocks. Kick your fucking legs back. Throw some
DiSeronno on the
pussy cat. Whoa.
What's Donna's father's name in fucking That 70s Show?
Bob Pizziotti.
Yeah, you're Bob Pizziotti.
That's Don Pizziotti, kid.
Don Pizziotti.
Oh!
That's the episode's name, Don
Pizziotti.
That was fucking good.
All that is fucking
lost among the miracles, I stand alone and have grown into a being that's sitting on top of throne. I've known for many years that I would turn to rust. I find a reason for another breath. Before my return to dust, I become one with science and mathematics and the rising of the sun. I'm numb to all of those who blind and cannot see. The chastiser of the enemy. Perception requires duality. Inspect your soul.
Well, you don't like Jedi Mind Tricks now?
Inside the body, I have hardly come
across
them. Why are
you showing him time? Send them
to this song's old. This is like 97, 96.
Burning of the sun and frigidness of the cold.
It's not that good.
It's new, but the war is now old. You can never see the mirror shadow.
It sounds like it's from that time period.
Hey, gotta be real with you. I like the Tom Jones version better.
Yo, fuck Tom Jones.
Maybe I just had that in my head after he said it.
I'll tell you what,
if you're saying Tom Jones a rap right now, is pretty good.
The video to this song is actually super dope. Maybe I like it better because of the video. You guys talked through the whole fucking song anyway. You didn't even hear it. So you can't judge it. You're talking a little fucking song.
Oh, man.
All right, let's listen to one that you guys do know and you won't bitch about. Triumph, Wu-Tang Clan. Best verse in hip-hop ever, this first verse, in my opinion.
I actually like the whole song.
Yeah, but the first verse is the best one ever. I don't care what anybody says. Motherfucker! 97!
This is like the first CGI I ever seen in the music video.
It was so bad.
I'm on the motorcycle.
79! I bomb atomically. Socrates, philosophies, and hypotheses. Can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robbery. Flee with the lottery. Possibly they spotted me. Battle scarred shogun. Explosion when my pen hits. Tremendous. Ultraviolet shine blind forensics. I inspect view through the future. See millennium. Killer bees sold 50 gold, 60 platinum. Shackling the matches with drastic rap tactics. Graphic displays melt the steel like blacksmiths. Black Wu jackets, Queen Bees ease the gunson. Rumble with Patrolman tear gas, lace the function. Heads by the score, take flight inside a war. Ticks hit the floor, die hard fans demand more. Behold the bold soldier, control the glow slowly. Proceeds the blow, swinging swords like Shinobi. Stomp grounds and pound footprints in solid rock. Who got it locked, performing live on your hottest fly. As the world turns, I spread like germ. Bless the globe with the pestilence. The hard-headed never learn. This my testament to those burned. Play my position in the game of life, standing firm. On foreign land, jump the gun out the frying pan. Into the fire, transform into the ghost rider. A six pack and a street car named Desire. Who got my back in the line of fire holding back? What? My peoples, if you with me, where the fuck you at? Niggas is strapped and they trying to twist my beer cap. It's court adjourned for the bad seed from bad sperm. Herb got my wig fried like a
bad per. What the blood clots, we smoke pot and blow spots. You wanna think twice, I think not. The iron lung ain't got to tell you where it's coming from. Guns are Navarone, tearing up your battle zone, rip through your slums.
I twist darts from the heart, try to intrude, loop my voice on the LP. Martini on the slang rock, certified chatterbox. Vocabulary dawn and talking, tell your story walking.
Take color, kid, square.
Run for your brother, kid, run for your team. And your six can't rhyme groupies, so I can squeeze with the advantage and get wasted. My deadly notes reign supreme, your fort is basic compared to mine. Domino effect, arts and crafts, paragraphs contain cyanide. Take a free ride on my thought, I got the fashion catalog for all y'all that all praise due to God.
The saga continues, Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang,
Olympic torch flaming, we burn so sweet, the thrill of victory, the agony defeat, we crush slow, flaming deluxe slow, poor, judgment day cometh, conquer, it's war, allow us to escape hell, globe spinning bomb, pocket full of shells out the sky, golden arms, tune spit the shitty Mortal Kombat sound, the fake ball step make the blood stain the ground, a jungle junkie, vigilante tantrum, a death kiss, catwalk, squeeze another anthem, hold it for ransom, tranquilize with anesthesias, my orchestra, graceful, music ballerinas, my music Sicily, rich California smell, an axe kill adventure, paint a picture well, I sing a song from Sing Sing, sipping on Jing Sing, righteous wax, chaperone, rotating ring
march on the wooden soldiers, see cypher punks couldn't hold us, 1,000 men rushing in, not one nigga was sober, perpendicular to the square, we stand gold like flare, escape from your dragon's lair, in particular, my beats travel like a vortex, through your spine to the top of your cerebral cortex, make you feel like you busting up from raw sex, enter through your right ventricle, clog up your bloodstream, hot terminal like Grand Central Station, program fat basslines on ovation, getting drunk like a fuck, I'm ducking 5-year probation.
War of the masses, the outcome disastrous, many of the victim families saved their ashes, a million names on walls engraved to plaques, those who went back received penalties for their acts, another heart is torn, as close ones mourn, those who strayed, niggas get slayed on the song.
The track renders helpless and suffers from multiple stab wounds and leaked sound. That's her, 93 million miles away from K1 to represent the nation. This is a gathering of the masses that come to pay respects to the Wu-Tang Clan. As we engage in battle, the crowd now screams in rage. The hot chief Jamel Ari takes the stage. Light is provided through sparks of energy from the mind that travels in rhyme form, giving sight to the blind. The dumb are mostly intrigued by the drum. Death only one can save self from this relentless attack.
Yo, fuck that. Oh, look shit. At all fuck these crab that. Niggas laid back. Lampin' light and gray and black. Boom is on my man's rack. Codeine was tossing your drink. You had a navy green Solomon.
The blues were forcing your drink.
Ghost? You two you need blues? Some of the slump.
I got your whole body numb. Blowing like Shalimar in 81. $1,000 cork pop convincing. Hands like that. Sonny Liston. Get fly permission. Hold a fuck.
They were all good. They are all good. Bad luck. The jizz a genius.
Separate the English from the Dutch. It's me. Black noble Juwali came in threes. We like the Genovese. That's so season these degrees. Is Earth 93 million miles from the first rough turbulence. The wave burst split the megahertz.
Hey yo, that's amazing. Gun in your mouth, talk verbal foul hawk. Connect thoughts to make my man chow walk. Swift notarizer, blue tank all up in the high riser. New York gang visor, word tranquilizer, just a dosage. Delegate my clan with explosives. Wow, my pen blow lines ferocious. Mediterranean, see y'all. The number one draft pick, sit down the beat guard. The delegate. The seagull, the swift chancellor, flex the white gold tarantula, track truck diesel, play the weed guard, substantial, max mostly, undivided, then slide it, sickening, guaranteed, made him jump like Rod Strickland.
I love how that ends.
Was that Raekwon?
I think so, yeah. That was the
was
chef.
Was that the chef?
That was the chef, Raekwon.
Was that the chef? Is the chef in tonight?
All right, here we go. I'll go to another old school, a classified song from 96, Hold Your Own.
The hip hop to make your simple brain start to go numb. I'm seeing people's in the lights turn to dark, and that's for real, son. Cause when I'm coming, I never go commercial. And that the rappers, they be going in reverse. So, but me, well, you know me, is going straight ahead. I'm never going the wrong way, cause my style always improves. Better let there be lights at the end of every tunnel. Take a walk with me and use your mind just like the funnel. You're looking at the situation, MCs with simulation. Intoxication must be something if they keep on fronting. Cause nothing could make me wanna quit or even fall. And if you wanna see class, we'll take a fucking portrait or portfolio. But this ain't the rodeo, but
But if you wanna go toe-to-toe, dig, let's start the show and get it on. Like Marvin Gaye, you may be Sugar Ray, ha, yeah. One time for your mind.
Many rappers be spitting game.
Think they're saying something,
but when they turn around,
all they see is people fronting. Making music, think it's hard to the bone,
but deep inside your soul,
you can never hold your own.
When I be on the microphone, I'm going off just like the power. And plus I bring the beat that keeps your head bumping for hours. And now I could take it to another fragrance, so keep on smelling. The funk's got your body yelling out to the flashy rappers, or yet the crappy actors. You can call it what you want, just don't let it pass you by. And classified taking over, kid. And that's the way it's going down, and that's the way it is. So move along, move aside. Now rest assured that every brother who can rap thinks he's all that but fall back. Cause you be slipping on the beats that I committed, and every time you did it, you be thinking it's terrific. But come on, son, you just a dreamer gone to sleep. MC's bowing down on arrival on the feet. Take it as you wanna, give it how you feel is right. Talking at the mouth, MC's trying to earn a mic.
Till I'm motherfucking 60.
What would rappers try to do if they ain't ever had a rhyme? Trying to be a storyteller, having no say like Helen Keller, but I'm a dweller. So I'ma speak what's going in my mind. Take it days, months, years, that don't matter, it's just time. I'ma climb the ladder of life for real. So what's the deal? How you trying to make me up to be a killer? To check what you might thriller, that's how I feel ya. So don't be pushy or I'll be the one that up and spill ya. Yeah, that's how I proved to be committed with my very own work. 5 years paying dues, never thought that I would lose. But yo, I never won a thing, so I lost. And if I'm going down, then like, I guess I paid the cost. Only time would tell if I made it back. Before tapes later, kid, I'm still making raps.
I'm drinking a 40 every podcast. No,
it's a conversation.
Yeah,
the rappers,
what the fuck you mean? Yeah, like
charcuterie board and a 40.
You show up with a 40.
Turn around, all they see is people. We could be drinking wine, we could be drinking 40s, having a charcuterie board.
If you show up to a place with a 40, I feel like someone's gonna say something.
Yeah, prosciutto and a 40.
Yep.
Whoa.
Maybe a little goat cheese.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
A Gruyere and an OE.
Body.
OE and Gruyere. Do you guys see that they changed the name of the dunk today?
Yeah, it's the...
The Amica Mutual Pavilion.
I knew I had an inside source.
The AMP. Amp. I hope you're amped up.
Duncan falling off.
Duncan sucks, dude. When they on? When were they ever on?
I mean, I don't know.
Exactly.
I get the cold brew, French vanilla, cold brew.
No, hell no. Get the Starbucks one. You'll never do it again.
I don't know.
This is a Victory. What was this? Diddy.
This song's dope.
One.
Is it? Is it?
It was the most expensive video besides Michael Jackson's Scream.
Check me out right here, yo.
Okay, good, cool fact.
Yo, the sun don't shine forever, but as long as it's here, then we might as well shine together. Better now than never, business before pleasure. P. Diddy and the fam, who you know do it better. Yeah, right, no matter what, be airtight. So when you hear something, make sure you hear it right. Don't make an ass out of yourself by assuming our music keeps you moving. What are you doing? You know that I'm two levels above you, baby. Hug me, baby. I'm gonna make you love me, baby. Talking crazy.
So, yo, I'm gonna make you love me. I'll fuck you till you love me.
So the only thing left now is God for these cats. And babe, you know you're too hard for these cats. I'ma win cause
yo, mama said knock you out.
While they making up facts, you making up flats.
In the commission, you ask for permission to hit him. He don't like me, him and wild wife, he was with him. You heard of us, the murderer, smooth shady. Been on the low lately, the feds hate me. The sun is, they say my killing's too blatant. You hesitating, I'm in your mama crib waiting, duct taping. Your fam, destiny, lays in my hands, got lays in my waist. Francis, M to the is H phenomenal. Gun rest under your vest, body abdominal. Rhyme a few bars so I can buy a few cars. Then I'll take a few flows so I can pick a few holes. Excellence is my presence. Never tense, never hesitate. Leave a nigga bit, real quick, real sick. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, bad guns, ridiculous. And I'm quick to bust if my ends you touch. Kids or girl you touch, in this world I clutch. Two auto, mattos, used to call me Fatso. Now you call me Castro, my rap flows. Militant, y'all faggots ain't killing shit. Oops, Cristal keep spilling shit. You overdid it, homie. You in the danger zone, you shouldn't be alone. Hold hands and say it like me, the most shady.
Frankie baby, fantastic, graphic, trying to make dough like Jurassic. Parked in, get the spark kids who start shit. See me, only me, the underboss of this holocaust, truly yours, Frank White.
I got the real live shit from
Frank White. Just on the hook.
Break it down, split it up, get your laugh on. See you later, dog, I'ma get my stash on. There's a bed full of money that I get my ass on. I never lose the passion to go platinum. Said I live it up to all the cash gone. Ain't that funny? We use plastic, crafted to make plastics hotter than acid. PD, blowing on your tape of CD. The billboard killer, no team killer. The famo, ammo is every channel. We've been hot for a long time, burning like a candle. What you can do is check your distribution. My song's bumping Houston like Scarface the Booster. You ain't got it like me, you just mad cause I tell her how it is and you tell her how it might be.
We got this shit mapped tight, brass knuckles and flashlights. The heaters and the two seaters with two meters. Senoritas, kiss rings when you meet us. Be Diddy, run the city, show no pity. I'm the witty one, Frank the crook from the brook. Maddie broke the neck of your coconut. No respect, squeeze off to all y'all diminished. Shootouts for 20 minutes until we finish. Then it's to the loot, escape in the coupe, break bread with the kiss. Panero, Chic Looch, Black Rob, join the mob. It ain't no replacing him, niggas step up. We just macing them, placing them in funerals. Criminals turn the vows to Brick City. Nobody come off like P. Diddy. Business wise, I play men. Hide money on the island Cayman. Y'all just betray men, we spray men. Opposition, competition of a day in the life of the commission. Commission.
I got the real live shit from front to back. To my niggas in the world, where the fuck you at? Where my niggas is at? Where my niggas is at? Where the fuck my bitches at? Where my bitches is at? We got the real live shit from front to back. To my niggas in the world, where the fuck you at? Where my niggas is at? Where my niggas is at? Where the fuck my bitches at? Where my bitches is at? We got the real live shit from front to back. To my niggas in the world, where the fuck you at? Where my niggas is at? Where my niggas is at? Where the fuck my bitches at? Where my bitches is at? We got the real live shit from front to back. To my niggas in the world.
Woo-ha, we got you all in check. And this is the latest episode of the CDJ podcast. I'm Chuck.
I'm Don.
I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
And I'm Jesse.
Jesse.
And Don, you like this song? This is Benefit Supreme.
Oh, shit.
Last song.
Yeah. My boy Benefit.
Yeah, you'll like this one. Oh.
You definitely better respect me. Before I check thee, press it with square inch. Your face can withstand directly. Beats so nice, they spoil me. True loyalty, I flip a sample so sick I'm never paying royalties. I demand to be held high like big salary. Don't ride my dick, you'll get burnt like one calorie. I can hold my own and I'm soon to be known. From the biggest city down to where the wild cattle roam. Low budget, this is no budget, I'm broken and broke. So dirty, cheap and raw that you're choking the smoke. Inhale and exhale, electrifyingly real. My microphone is handcrafted from a live third rail. I excel, fall off, you might as well. You bite as well, that'll send you right to hell. Benefit prevail, about time it's done. And I blaze so hot, I outshine the sun. Continuous, so how do you plan to stop this? You can't even come close to me like Loch Ness. Topless, no bottom, no sides, no space. That's how I kill MCs and leave no trace. Go ahead and try to find evidence, but Benefit's ghosts like dead presidents. You're finished. Why'd you step on with bad luck too? Looks like you gamble real high in the game or fuck you.
No, no, no questions. Supreme. Supreme.
Like
no, no questions. Supreme. All reality. Yeah. Supreme. No, no, no questions.
Supreme. So fucking
underrated. No, no questions. Supreme. No, no, no
questions.
Supreme,
all reality.
Supreme.
You're not a fan?
I'm broke in money, but I'm rich in beats, and I ain't joking. Funny off the coke and money, got your bitch in heat. And MC wanted to be like me. I saw I dragged his ass in gravel and said, "Now you're raw." Explain to me. It's obviously plain to see. The industry supports all for me. Lame MCs. Time to change this. Rearrange the games list. Realize the game's best often remain nameless. Beware what Benny brings. He's aware of everything. Tell Death you a hip-hop. Where's my wedding ring? I'm above every MC like Yankees caps. You're learning how to rhyme. Better thank these raps. But don't call it that. Call it hip-hop. Cause it is. I got you shaking like those epileptic kids. My thoughts move at a rate called ill speed. If DJs try to scratch this, their fingers will bleed. I try to play the hand that Goodwill dealt me. I cut a kid's head off. His body still felt me. I knew cause the body did a windmill completely. The blood spilling out his neck was writing in graffiti. I try to help him seize out. They just won't listen. Just a little criticism causes critical condition. You know what's incredibly pitiful? Submission. Don't sell your integrity. You get no commission.
No questions.
Supreme.
Benefits of beast.
Supreme.
Yo. Absolute beast.
No question.
So sick.
Supreme.
The Mario song. Or like songs that I listen to. We played So Sick a long time ago. I didn't play it.
Supreme.
Oh my god, bro. That song is sick.
Supreme.
This is a banger too.
Supreme.
All reality.
Supreme.
You faded away, stepped down, you had one turn.
Call and he was close 16 when all this came out. And he made all the beats.
I pay no attention
to
a payroll mention.
Monster.
You're doing push-ups, I'm in the gym, bench pressing. That means I'm real deal, and you're petty shit. Fake mafia MC spitting spaghetti shit. Using Gotti's name in vain, and Gambino's the same. Time to tame the lane, damn, quit making it claim.
Fuck
the fame. When I spit propane. My words burn MCs, an infernal flame, eternal same. Rap backs dressing alike. It's baptism and communion when I'm blessing a mic. Have no real skill, but time will tell. If your gimmick catches on, then your rhyme will sell. Undeniably ill, but still broke as hell. Just in, the latest MC joke just fell. Place me on top, record labels pray I won't drop. Cause the MCs will quit, and the profits will stop. I can see you, but I can't feel you like a mirage. I'll battle every single person in your entourage. Catch a slap to the face, gun clap in the waist. Just a rap in disgrace, another rat in the race. Whack MCs get the dick and they'll fall off quick. What's benefit like?
He's sick.
No questions.
Supreme. Supreme.
No questions.
Supreme.
All reality.
Supreme.